Good afternoon. Your wireless is tuned to Resonance 104.4 FM or www.resonancefm.com on the World Weary Web. This show, called Wavelength, with its distinctive melancholic fanfare of a ticking clock, is broadcast weekly on Fridays at 3 p.m. and repeats on Tuesday evening at 10:30. Or last week it was 11:30, but anyway, it repeats. The show is presented by William English, also known as me, and covers topics and other stuff like music and auto-destructive art, cultural work, interviews with people in care homes such as Maurice Seddon, people who try to break records for visiting tube stations like Adam Fisher, people who can't answer back like Tony Gross, anthologies of buffet car announcements, book dealers. The back catalogue can be accessed via my website, www.williamenglish.com, carefully maintained by James Tregaskis, whose grandfather ran a successful antiquarian bookshop near the British Museum, where you can also view three examples of my works in film, open brackets, that is to say, you can view the films at the website, not the British Museum, close brackets, open brackets again. Anyone interested in investing in inverted commas, untold wealth in a remake of Joseph Losey's The Damned, set in Weymouth during the magnificent Water Olympics this summer, starring Ed Baxter as one of the original Children of Light, trapped in a cave on Portland since 1961. He doesn't actually know this yet, as he's been avoiding me for about 6 months. Please contact me. More about this project in due course. Close brackets. See Note 1A. Note 1A. Speaking of untold wealth, next week sees a blitzkrieg of fundraising activity when you, the listener, will be invited to bid for valuable curious artifacts, contribute valuable curious artifacts for sale, or perform quantitative easing in the direction of resonance. This show, Wavelength, originally hatched out of a series of clear spots back in 2002. Which eventually spawned Wavelength itself in 2005, and in March is due to expand into a sprawling 60 minutes, starting at 2:30, which would allow me to play longer tracks and conduct interrogations, exploiting people's weaknesses, prizing them open like oysters to reveal their psyches to the world of resonance listeners in the name of entertainment and art. Like an audio chamber of horrors, fixing them digitally like flies in amber, their souls embalmed forever in the ether. This week, we continue the investigation into the liaison between the conceptual art group Art and Language and the band Red Crayola. Naming the members of each outfit would probably take up the remaining 25 minutes of the programme. Previous programmes focused on the Red Crayola and the Familiar Ugly, up to 1976, when they combined with Art and Language to produce the LP Corrected Slogans. The following quote is by Charles Harrison, himself a one-time member of Art and Language, from the book Essays on Art and Language. "The artists who were to form Art and Language were among those who had an intuition of what a modern and non-provincial practice might be like, and who desired something of the kind. Yet to ask in the normal places what might be the price of achieving such a practice was to discover that one's resources were in the wrong form of currency, that the prevailing medium of exchange was pig's bones." Here the word pigs is spelt P-I-G-G-E-S, and apparently is a sort of a reference to something by Chaucer called The Pardoner's Portrait. So the prevailing medium of exchange was pig's bones, Though the supposedly magical significance of the objects in question was belied by the fraudulence of their provenance. This fraudulence was itself a function of the magic authenticating system. As Benjamin said, apropos the work of Brecht, the task was to get rid of the magic. Well, I'm still trying to coax Art and Language into the studio to talk about their music and sound works, negotiating through the Listen Gallery. Hopefully this will result in an interview in March. But today, I'm leapfrogging a few decades to the latest release by the Red Crayola with Art and Language in association with Drag City Incorporated, Five American Portraits. Recorded in 2008, mixed in 2009, and released in 2010. Once again, I need a magnifying glass to read the ever-diminishing texts on a CD cover, unlike the easily legible LP covers of old. The personnel on this record are Gina Birch, vocals and bass, Alex Dower on drums, Jim O'Rourke, Tom Rogerson, Mayo Thompson and Tom Watson. There is no explanation of why these particular five portraits were chosen from all the Americans in the world. But they are Wile E. Coyote, the cartoon character who never caught up with Roadrunner, President George W. Bush, President Jimmy Carter, John Wayne, and the artist Ad Reinhardt, who started out as a political caricaturist and then turned to painting ever minimalist canvases of black-on-black squares. The lyrics of each portrait of the five American portraits describe the details of each person's face, as though one were looking at the features whilst drawing them, perhaps. For example, the opening lines of Wile E. Coyote: the lower region of the inner surface of the left ear, the iris of the left eye, a bit of fur at the extreme upper right of the cheek, a highlight on the nose of Wile E. Coyote. This eccentric formula is repeated for each character, in each case a bald presentation of the facial characteristics of each person is accompanied by music. And, I'll start by playing quite a lengthy track, the George W. Bush track, which is about 12 minutes.
Ridges and creases, high on the middle forehead, the right temple near the eyebrow, a small ridge under the right eye, the right side of the tip of the nose, the opening of the right nostril, the middle lower lip, the inner ear of the right ear, the underside of the left eyelid of President George W. Portion of the hair at the middle front, a portion of the hair as it touches the left forehead, a part of the left eyebrow, the opening of the left nostril, a portion of the lower left cheek near the mouth, a portion of the mid lower lip, a portion of the throat, and the laryngeal region of President George W. Bush. A light area and two shadows in the hair at the front of the head, the upper left cheek below the eye, the side of the left cheek, part of the lower lip, the point of the chin, a crease in the neck, the right cheek from ear to chin, crease in the forehead, the right cheek President George W. Bush. A crease in the forehead to the right, ridges across the forehead, part of the left eyebrow, hair at the left temple, the lobe and the forward ridge of the left ear, the forward prominence of the left cheek. The President George W. Bush.
the left of the temple, a patch of hair over the left temple, creases in the left forehead, the left eye socket over the eye, the left eyebrow ridge, a crease in the right one nostril, the upper chin part of the lower lip folds in the right ear. The left temple creases in the left forehead. The left eye socket over the eye. The left eyebrow ridge. A crease over the right nostril. The upper chin part of the lower lip. Folds in the right ear. A President George W. Bush.
The eyes of Texas are on you. All live on day. The eyes of Texas are.
Okay, that was the track was George W. Bush from Five American Portraits by the Red Crayola with Art and Language. That was issued in 2010. And we'll go straight into another track from Five American Portraits. This is a lengthy 15-minute portrait of John Wayne. We'll probably have time for about 10 minutes of this one.
a dent on the right side of the crown of the hat. The outer surface of the right ear. Some loose skin below the right eyelid. A crease below the right eye. A portion of the upper face extending from above the left eyebrow to the cheekbone, then beneath the left eye of John Wayne.
Of John Wayne.
The hatband to the right earlobe, a portion of the right eyebrow, the upper left and middle of the face, including the forehead, eyebrow region and bridge of the nose,
bridge of the nose,
a crease descending from the right nostril toward the right side of the mouth.
Hair above
the tip of the right ear of John Wayne. The inside of the brim of the hat. The underside of the nose, part of the philtrum, a shadow running down from the left side of the mouth, the iris of the right eye,
the opening of the ear,
the opening of the ear, a crease inside the tip.
Thank you.